It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hey, before we dive into PMI, we were just talking about how today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Uh-huh.
It's also Happy I Hate Cilantro Day today.
It tastes like soap to some
people.
Are you
a soap person?
No, but my sister is. She cannot eat it on anything. Yeah. She's like, it tastes like someone put a bar of soap in my
mouth. I like it. I like it.
I love it.
Chips, actually. Yeah. Chips and salsa and all that, and your tacos.
I usually use it as, like, lettuce. Like, it
adds a lot of flavor.
I will straight up use it as, like put it on like that.
As your base?
I love it. I love the taste of cilantro. I'll put a whole bunch on it.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's too much.
I'm a fan.
That's over cilantro.
Over cilantro.
I'm a huge fan of cilantro. So, yeah, when people say that it tastes like soap, I just can't wrap my mind around that. I'm like, what do you mean?
It's the best flavored soap ever.
There is, there is a whole group of people, a whole section of people.
Have you heard the people? Have you heard of the people that think Dr. Pepper tastes like barbecue sauce?
Yes.
And I get that. Like, if you really focus on it when you take a sip, didn't we do this on the air?
We did.
I feel like we did.
A couple years ago.
And it was like, you know what? There's a little barbecue sauce in there.
Well,
which is funny.
A lot of barbecue sauces call for Dr. Pepper because it has that robust, like, earthiness almost. It does. It's almost soy sauce.
Barbecue sauces almost call for Dr. Pepper in there?
Some barbecue sauces call, because it does have, like, all of those flavors.
Yeah.
And again, a soy saucy kind of flavor to it. So,
I've got a couple recipes for the crock pot where you throw a roast in and then you put a couple cans of Dr. Pepper in there. And it kind of caramelizes and gets it kind of sweet and yet smoky flavor.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I know, like, Coke can clean your toilet and stuff like that, but I didn't know Dr. Pepper did that.
Take rust off a
carburetor, right?
Yeah.
They always used to say that.
At the Nuggets game on Saturday night, I got a Dr. Pepper.
Did you?
They're so good.
I did. I was with my son, and I was like, I'm not going to drink tonight. I don't want any beers or anything. So we wandered into that one little area where they've got, like, all the cans. They're already in fridges, so you just go in and grab a can and then walk over. And
it's like the ball pit or something.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Which is great.
Uh-huh.
What's not so great, it was $15 for two sodas.
It'll do it.
I was like,
what?
They're kind of the size of, like, a tall boy, though, aren't they? Like, you didn't pay $15 for
two 12-ounces. No, it was a big, they're big.
Yeah.
What are those?
It's
64
like
ounce?
Yeah.
64 ounce?
Maybe 32.
Maybe 32.
You know.
It's probably 32.
You got
32.
100 ounces of DP in
us. I was like, I got out on the court.
Nuggets.
I did some dunking. So the reason I was telling you about Cilantro Day, there's a survey out this morning talking about foods that people actually hate. They just can't stand it. And listen to some of the top fives. Number one, cheeseburgers.
It's crazy.
According to
this
survey,
list?
I know. Who hates a cheeseburger?
Don't like this list.
Bunch of vegetarians taking this survey.
Yeah.
Sushi was number two, which I kind of get. That's very polarizing.
Yeah,
it's very polarizing. I just like the veggie rolls or the
avocado. Oh, those are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a sweet potato roll kind of guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, yeah.
You don't want all that fish.
Yeah.
Popcorn came in on the list.
I don't love popcorn.
What?
I really don't.
This is crazy to me.
I can bust open one of those bags of Skinny Pop that you get at, like, Costco.
Yeah.
My dad does that.
Eat the whole thing.
Like, he'll just, we'll be watching TV or something. Yeah, just, and he'll just, you know, pop a bag of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
a little gas station in the town I'm from makes sour cream and onion popcorn, and it is the best
thing
you will ever eat. It's so, I make it homemade sometimes just because it's only in the little town I'm from, so.
Have you tried the, what do they use? Is it Jell-O, maybe, where they put, you put popcorn, put it in a big paper bag, dump Karo syrup in there, and packets of Jell-O mix, like cherry.
It's like a kettle corn.
And then you shake it up, and it all sticks to it. Then you've got, like, cherry-flavored popcorn.
I can see that.
It's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
The last two, burritos.
What?
I don't like this at all.
And then ramen came in on the list, too.
Where is sauerkraut and Brussels sprouts and things
goulash.
That are like, exactly, things that we didn't like eating, actually. Like, all of these foods are amazing.
Yeah, these are pretty tasty.
Yeah.
I would eat them all in one sitting.
I would, too.
I'd probably push the sushi to the side for a few minutes.
I'll eat your sushi.
You want warm sushi? You got to eat it first.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'll dive into
sushi. There you go.
Anyway, there's your silly food list this morning. We've got PMI right now. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning, and we found a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way this morning. Who got to pee?
I got that pee.
Katie got to pee.
Yeah, this is a really good way to start it out because Betty White is getting a stamp.
America's sweetheart.
I know. Actually, the first lady of television she's been
Betty
known
White?
As. Yes. And I think this is... Yes.
There you go.
Oh, this is so sweet. But it's due, right?
It's due? I don't know. Maybe, I guess.
Come on, she deserves a stamp.
Yeah, put Betty on a stamp.
I love this. And they're actually
to lick Betty for years.
They're going to make a big deal about it. Wow, didn't think I'd hear those words today, but there it is.
I was so sad that she passed away right before she got to be 100.
I know.
It made me so
is that
sad.
What happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was she 99? Were going to have her on. Yeah. She was 99. They were going to have her on Good Morning America. They like talked about it, like a huge celebratory 100th birthday. And like 2 days later, it's like Betty White passes away at 99. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
Who was the fill-in guest?
I don't know. Of course, that's your question.
I'm just curious. Like, who's the fill-in?
Oh, my gosh.
It was a couple years ago.
They've been hyping it all week.
They really were, though. They were like, Betty White, 100th birthday celebration. And then they were like, passes away
never
at 99.
Never mind. Poor Betty. But, again, a celebration because she's getting a stamp. And the first day of issue for the Betty White stamp is going to be at the L.A. Zoo and Botanical Garden. So they're going to make a big deal of it.
Why
they're
at the zoo?
Debut.
I feel like she donated a bunch of money.
She did.
She was
this huge, huge proponent of the L.A. Zoo specifically.
Yes. Oh, I thought she just like loved the penguins or something.
No, yeah. Thursday, March 27th, they're going to have a big old thing and release the Betty White Forever stamp.
It's actually
a really good picture of her. It's in purple. The stamp itself.
It's a good looking stamp.
It is. And it has like bubbles on it, like little, you know, bubbles through. Like that, they're just very
she love
light.
Bubbles?
Well, but for her bubbly personality is what they did that for. I know. I love it. I love it.
Well,
so again, March 27th is when we get the Betty White stamp.
That is cute, isn't it, Josh?
That's
everyone else
positive.
Is like, does she like to blow bubbles?
Big proponent of bubbles.
What about the bubble thing?
Big
though?
Fan
yeah.
of bubbles.
No, yeah, her bubbly personality.
It's a good looking stamp for
it
sure.
Is.
Yeah,
it might
it
be
is.
A collector's thing. Did you guys know that I used to collect stamps way back
does
when I was like
surprise
young
me.
Kid.
Doesn't shock
like,
me.
Like in
either.
The elementary
yeah.
school,
yeah.
like I had a grandma that would constantly get me
that tracks,
various sheets
actually.
Of stamps, and this
you
is why I never had a girlfriend
you
in high school.
I know, right?
Gam, where are the stamps?
I really look forward to your stamps every year.
Hey, ladies, would you like to come over and see my Looney Tunes stamp collection? Don't want to brag, but it's pretty prestigious.
See Marvin the Martian there? He
Marvin
is,
the Martian. I got my Space Jam stamps.
This one's Daffy and Donald Duck.
Yeah, I have stamps tucked away, guys.
Good for
probably
you,
worth
man.
A lot of money now because this was uh-huh. like in the early 90s.
Not yeah. everything old is worth money.
I know.
These are probably worth quite a bit of money.
He thinks he's so rich over there with all his old toys and stamps.
I think he's just a hoarder.
I know.
Shut
the gathering
guys,
about you.
Shut
like,
up.
Shut up. It's like... Don't make me play the Golden Girls theme again. I'll do it. I swear to God, I'll do it. All right, who's got the minus?
Right,
besides this current situation
I
being the minus.
Conversation.
You guys suck.
I'm going to bring us down with the minus. You guys ever been on a Lime scooter before?
Yes,
fun
I have.
Things downtown?
I've not done that yet, no.
You haven't? Oh,
no.
They're
oh,
so
they're,
much fun.
I did it on an opening day where I had to park it down by the Capitol, and I hopped on
brilliant.
One and zipped down
by
the
so
everybody.
Smart. That
yeah.
is so smart. Well, you're not going to be able to zip around town anymore, Jeremy.
What?
Denver lawmakers are trying to take those speedy scooters off the streets and sidewalks.
No.
Simply because so many people are getting injured on them. And another thing is... They are trying to make laws now that will regulate the speed, have a governor on the
yeah, governor
scooters,
switch.
So you can't
they
just
go fast.
Fly past other pedestrians that are walking on sidewalks and stuff
I'd
like that.
I'd imagine all the drunkards
that's the big thing,
so
Jeremy.
Many.
So these
yeah.
are huge for a lot of people that are, hey, I'm not you know driving my car, I got a scooter. They're saying that you can now possibly, they're trying to pass some laws that will also give you like a DUI if you are just clearly not able to operate
yeah, you could take somebody out.
A scooter while being
wonder
impaired.
If they can do it where it like goes at like 10 o'clock at night, they switch over to only be going like 10 miles an hour.
That's what they're trying to do. They don't want you to speed through them. And then one thing that I kind of don't agree with that. I kind of like being able to be a speed demon on them. But the one thing I do agree with is they want to have specific parking zones now for the scooters.
That's good.
Other than just leaving them on the corners of sidewalks
yeah,
and everywhere.
Like that.
That was the most unsettling thing when I did it. It's like you can just dump it. You're
they
like, I'm
litter
gonna dump
them.
It.
They litter them anywhere on the streets. Yeah. So they would have specific parking zones where it will still charge you if you park it. And you just leave it anywhere, it's going to keep that meter going.
Oh.
And that will really deter people because now they're like, you have to park them in the parking zones. And then it will be able to turn off your charge. Which I'm like, Because there's no way to enforce that unless you keep charging somebody.
That's actually a good idea.
So I actually do agree with that because, yeah, the Denver area is littered with Lime scooters everywhere. And I don't like that.
My one thing when I was on it, like, I didn't know the rules. Like, can you just zip down the sidewalk and into the street
so right
down
now,
back
yes.
alley? You can just do whatever you want.
There are no rules.
Because I was like, I'm on a sidewalk. Can I do this?
You can pop a wheelie. You can do whatever you want. But right now, cities like Chicago, San Fran, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., they all just passed new regulations that are going to be very similar to what Denver is proposing. And the Denver mayor, as well as other people in this, they want to pass it like that.
Okay.
And I agree with probably 95% of it. I like being a little speed demon on there. But
I do too.
Look at Jason, who just texted in. My wife is an ICU nurse at Denver Health, and that's her most common patient is a drunk person on a scooter with a head injury.
This is
why we're doing it.
We've seen the very famous video of even John Elway passing everybody
John
on his
Elway.
Scooters and possibly eating it a little bit. So
that's the most famous one.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to be those people that are crashing everywhere. So it's a good law. I think it will pass because other cities are passing it as well.
Good, good. Be careful out there, Hugo. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll wrap things up with the interesting. There is a random poll out there this morning talking about where people be brushing their teeth.
Uh-oh.
At the counter with
Side
the sink.
Side note, here's the oldest thing you're going to hear me say today. I think a felling came out over the weekend.
Oh.
Because this one hurts really bad, and it hurts when I chew on it.
You got to fix that, otherwise there's going to be a root canal.
If
you got to call my dentist.
If your filling's gone, you could feel it. Can you feel your filling being
gone? Last time I was at the dentist, they're like, this is looking really loose. And then this weekend, I was eating some stuff, and I was like, oh, God, and I think it's...
Either
I think it's out, or
making
it's cavity.
A loose or something.
No, it's not good. Anyway, I've got to get
you.
In today to have the dentist look at it.
Your dentist can see you in 5 months, sir.
I know, and that's what I thought, too. And it's funny, I was telling Nicole, you don't realize that you have a dominant side that you chew on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
mine's my left. As soon as you put food in your mouth, I instantly start chewing on that side, and all weekend I've been having to train myself to start on the right side.
And you look silly.
And speaking of brushing your teeth, I had my dentist tell me that at one point, too. She's like, you're starting on your left side, aren't you? I was like, yeah, how do you know? She's like, because some of your gum is starting to recede. She's like, when people start brushing, they always start on the same side. That's where you're torquing because you're getting going so much right at the beginning. She's like, people start rubbing their gums off.
That's crazy.
On the
I didn't
side
know dentists
that you start.
Knew all that.
So she's like, again, try to be cognizant of what you're doing and start on a different side. Because you're all torquey right off.
Yeah, and you probably brush a lot harder.
A lot harder as you start. Like, anyway, all that to the side. The story this morning talking about your teeth and where you're brushing them. These people are walking around the house is the majority of it. They're just walking around brushing your teeth, which I do. Some people
around
sit down. They just sit down like on their couch and brush their teeth. In the shower is a big number.
That's disgusting.
And get this, 3% of people said they sit on the toilet while they're brushing their teeth.
That's fecal. You're brushing your teeth with fecal
matter.
Well,
you got your mouth closed. You can...
I brush my teeth
with
my mouth
there,
open,
though.
Dude.
Like, things are... It's right there.
Your pants are off.
It's right... I'm looking
right
at it.
It's right there.
You've never done that?
No.
No.
And then you like spread your legs to the side and spit down right into the middle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You've never done that?
No.
Jeremy, I brought this up
Either
last
have
year.
I
brought
No.
I brought this up last year because I was dating a girl who was brushing her teeth in the shower. And I asked her, I was like, why is your toothbrush in the shower? And she was like, I just brush my teeth while I'm in there. And I'm like, That's wrong.
You can't do
that.
I've done that, but there's where do you put it? You know, like when you
she
done.
Laid it on like
the
soap
on the
tray,
soap?
And
like,
I was like,
oh,
gosh.
See, and I'm a.
Were you watching her shower?
No, but I went in afterwards and her toothbrush.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good.
I was not
in there. Living in sin.
And see, no. I am a wake up and go brush my teeth right away kind of person.
Yep.
Like that's the first thing I do. So it's always at the sink. It's where I do. And I don't even, like, I brush my
99% of the time it's sink.
And then I go turn the coffee pot on. Like, that's the very first thing
Sometimes you got to multitask, though, Katie. You're sitting on the toilet, going to town, and you're brushing your teeth.
You stain your teeth right after brushing them.
Like, you don't just do those two.
And it's kind of fun because you can, like, aim.
No, you don't do those two things together. You can't.
What if you miss? Well, then
minty. Minty fresh.
Minty fresh pee.
Minty pee-pee ding-ding is what you got.
Oh, gosh. That does not sound fun.
No. That tastes like oral pee.
Ooh, it's cooling. It cools a little bit.
It's peppermint.
Blow on it. It's cold. There's your PMI this morning.
A little too much.
Whether you like it or not, a little inside
that's TMI.
Information.
That was TMI.
TMI today.
Yeah, Jeremy's penis. All right.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa. Settle down.
It's a tiny conversation.
Things are getting cold. things are getting crazy on a Monday. Watch out now. Watch out.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.